welcome to Dakota Midday here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're going to take a few minutes to talk a little bit about a new series called Images of the Past. Brian Gevick joins me in the studio now. And Brian, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday. And we're gonna hook up a microphone here and see if it works here.
Just arrived here. I'll work on it.
You work on it, and we're gonna go now to Bill Hoskins. He is with the Siouxland Heritage Museum. The Image of the Past program. This is the second season, and this year they're doing things a little differently. And once Brian can connect, we will talk a little bit more about the series. But the image that we're focusing on in this first installment is Thomas Fawick and the Fawick Flyer. And Bill, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. So give me a little summary about Thomas Fawick and the Fawick Flyer.
Well, Thomas Fawick is a Sioux Falls boy. He was born here in April of 1889. His parents were both Norwegian immigrants, and he went to work early on in life, worked as a plumber and in his father's hardware store, and in 1909, he built his first automobile in the backyard behind his parents' house. And in 1908, he built in total, I think, seven cars, six that he called Fawick Flyers, or originally Silent Sioux. And his first four-seat, four-passenger car we have here at the Old Courthouse Museum.
And what made the Fawick Flyer so unique?
Well, it is a Sioux Falls-built car. Mr. Fawick, Tom got parts from, decided he wanted to build cars. Cars were a new thing at that time period. There were a lot of startup car companies, REO and Ford, GM, I mean, Pontiac, Buick, all those were starting up. And Tom Fawick decided he could build a car, and he built it right here in Sioux Falls. He did get parts from other places. He bought motors from a company in Wisconsin, and he bought aluminum bodywork from some others. But his car has some very unique features. It's a four-cylinder car. All the coachwork, the body, is made of aluminum, not of steel, which was very unusual at the time period. It's got seating for four people, all leather-tufted seating. It was particularly fast. Could go over 60 miles an hour, which is really fast considering the speed limit in Sioux Falls at the time for a car was 7 miles per hour.
And four on the curves, right?
Yeah, four going around the corner, okay. That's right.
And it had doors. Was this one of the first cars to have doors?
Well, the version that we have, which is kind of his first Fawick Flyer, as they became known, actually has two doors on the back and no doors on the front. His last one that he built for a guy named Rush Brown actually had four doors and was the first four-door car built at the time.
And the car at the museum was restored by Thomas Fawick himself, is that right?
Right. Yep, actually, the car we have, Tom Fawick kept all his life, and he had it restored and a lot of work done on it in the 1950s. He actually claimed that he put 125,000 miles on the car during the time he was driving it. And before it was donated to the museum in 1987, it was actually in a museum out in Cleveland, Ohio. Tom Fawick had his own private museum later in life where he kept different things, but the car was a featured part of that.
And what lessons do we in Sioux Falls learn from Tom Fawick about his innovative past?
Well, I think the lessons we learn are that, you know, right here in Sioux Falls, we have some great talents and there's some great abilities, and you know, we don't always have to look outside our own community for great things to be accomplished.
Okay, so Bill, I want you to stay on the line and jump in as you can, but Brian Gevick is here with us now, and Brian's going to talk a little bit about the Images of the Past series.
Yeah, if you go to the website, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past, that's one word, there are a few pictures of the Fawick Flyer. One of them, that's the first picture that you'll see on the page, is the Fawick Flyer, and in the back, Teddy Roosevelt sitting next to Seth Bullock. They were in Sioux Falls for a promotional event of some sort or a campaign stop, and they're in the Fawick Flyer with Fawick driving. There is a shot of Fawick's shop, which was a building on West 13th Street here in Sioux Falls, and there are a couple more shots. One of them features some young children posing out in front of the Fawick Flyer, and they are aiming these small toy cannons. And because I've talked to Bill Hoskins, I know that Mr. Fawick designed and had these toy cannons built and evidently made a little bit of money off of selling them. And that gets a little bit more to what Thomas Fawick was all about. I mean, first of all, you have to consider the fact that this guy built a car when he was about 19 years old by ordering parts and putting it together. That's just a small part of what he did for the rest of his life. He gave up the car business. He started inventing various kinds of machines. He worked building tractor parts. He's got 300 patents. He made a bunch of money selling clutches for industrial and military applications. He built the clutches that went into World War II landing craft. And the one that I found really interesting is getting later on in life, okay, you think, oh, here's this guy with some mechanical ability. Thomas Fawick comes up with the first rubber golf club grips. Of all things.
Of now, all things.
This is a mind. This is an amazing mind, I think, at work.
So he can solve problems.
So it seems.
Yeah.
So it seems. And he was a musician. He built violins. He composed music. He collected art. People in Sioux Falls are maybe aware of that Statue of David in downtown Sioux Falls was donated by Thomas Fawick, as was the Moses on the Augustana College campus. So he never forgot Sioux Falls.
He never forgot Sioux Falls. Bill, do you have things to add?
Well, Brian's exactly right. Tom Fawick never forgot Sioux Falls, and his parents lived here all their lives. He had three sisters and a brother. They continued to live here until they died. In 1971, he was honored with a Tom Fawick Day in Sioux Falls, and he helped in building the Humanities Center at Augustana College, and was given an honorary degree by Augustana University, in 1971. So Tom, he left Sioux Falls in 1914, and kept moving on as he expanded his career. But he really was an innovator and an inventor all of his career, all of his life.
And Brian, so you take this. This is all Images of the Past. Used to be last season was video, and this year we're going to have some still images. We're going to have a little bit of both.
And when we can, we're going to match the old photos with either new photos or with objects that still exist. And this is one of those cases where we've got pictures of the Fawick Flyer from the 1910s, probably 1910 through 1912, and then we have pictures on the website of the vehicle that's parked inside the Siouxland Heritage Museum, the old courthouse museum, mm-hmm. I should say, in downtown Sioux Falls. So you can, you know, you can go down and look at this thing and get a good idea of how it was put together.
And people can find the Image of the Past series where? On our website?
Yeah, sdpb.org/images of the past. Now, we will be continuing this season with more film and video. We have film next week coming up from the Spearfish Fish Hatchery, the D.C. Booth Fish Hatchery. Some of this film goes back to 1913. A lot of it's from the 20s and 30s and looking at the operation there. And one thing is, you know, that we're going to try to do more of this year is what we're doing today, and we're talking with knowledgeable experts, people like Bill Hoskins, who knows all about Tom Fawick and the Fawick Flyer. Next week, we're going to talk with the director of the D.C. Booth Fish Hatchery, who will talk a little bit about the history, but also tell us about what's happening at the fish hatchery now. This is probably the time to mention that the Siouxland Heritage Museums, you know, the old courthouse museum and the Pettigrew, have agreed to join with us in this project, as have a couple of other institutions around the state. Deadwood History, Inc., which is the series of Deadwood museums, including the Adams Museum and the Days of 76 Museum in Deadwood, and also the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer will be a part of this. And they're all going to be contributing pictures. If available, there will be some film, but mainly we're probably going to be seeing most of our film still coming from Wayne Ponenan with historical footprints.
And Bill, part of the exhibit, there's more than just the car there when at the Old Courthouse Museum. Is that correct?
That's right. The Old Courthouse Museum is open daily. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday. Also Thursday evenings until 9 p.m. And we have a variety of exhibits on local and regional history. On three floors, admissions free. I think we have exhibits on Native American beadwork and artistry, on prairie architect Wallace Dow, on Fort Dakota, an army post that once stood on the site of Sioux Falls, among some others.
So, Kara, I just wanted to mention that people who might go to the website will be able to contribute to the project. If they have films or pictures, anything that they might want to contribute, there's an address. They can send me an email and we'll look at it. They can also comment or add photos through a discussion widget that's on every blog entry. So, you know, for example, you happen to know Thomas Fawick, or mm-hmm. you knew someone who did, or, you know, you were the last driver of the Flyer or something like that. You can go to mm-hmm. the website, log in, and you know, be a part of it.
Okay. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And Brian, after we learn more about the Spearfish Fish Hatchery, what else is coming up on Images of the Past?
Well, Bill mentioned Fort Dakota. Mm-hmm. We will be looking at that. It's some of the earliest pictures of Sioux Falls that you're ever going to see. And there's more from the Siouxland Heritage Museums. We'll take a look at some pictures and a couple of real-life artifacts from a tornado that hit Sioux Falls in 1932 and smashed up a bridge. There's a piece of steel girder embedded in a tree trunk that we're going to take a look at. We're working with just Deadwood history. We'll talk about the Thone Stone, Potato Creek Johnny Nugget, probably Potato Creek Johnny himself, the Courthouse Museum. We're going to look at the Illingsworth photos, the old photos of the Custer Expedition. We're going to be doing this through April.
Okay.
Every week.
Every Monday right here on Dakota Midday, we will talk about it. Brian Gevick, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Kara.
It. Special thanks to Carl Gerke and Francis Washburn also for their contribution to the show today. Special thanks also to Keely Boltina, Steve Zwemke, and Chris Loffrey. I'm Kara Hetland, and more Dakota Midday coming your way here tomorrow. We're going to learn about the physics of sports tomorrow right here.